This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the teaching that we get at 425, teaching us to please God, to keep His commandments. And I'm thanking God I've entered into life because I obey and keep God's commandments. Thanking God for our great leader who's bringing us the true Word of God. Now I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. The elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about believing on the Lord, as the scripture says. When we get to that, let's go. Obey the word. Beautiful. Thank God. Obey the word. Yes. Our announcements, Deacon Dead.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. I think she made that very clear, very concise.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Wonderful announcement.
Yes.
Announcer.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Let's go to St. John 7 and 37. What is the point of believing if you don't believe according to what's written? Some don't like to read certain scriptures because it makes them feel uncomfortable. Well, you need understanding if you feel uncomfortable. Because you need to understand why you feel like you do. So because of that, a lot of times ones don't want to go to these scriptures. And then when you say, well, let's go there, they say, well, I don't want to argue. Well, let's not argue. Let's reason. The Lord said the scriptures cannot be broken. And the scriptures are like unto his body and like unto his word. They didn't break his bones because his bones could not be broken, because the bone represents the foundation of his body. And you cannot break up God's foundation. His 10 precepts is his foundation of the word. It is the word, right? And you cannot substitute that. So how do you take out something that is holy, pure, and righteous and throw your own day in there and say, well, this is the new day? Not like that. He said, I'm the Lord and I change not. So with that said, that's like a precursor to where we're going. We need to understand everything that God says, he means it, and you can't change it. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 7:37, what?
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
Isn't that beautiful? Feasting. And all people think about is eating. When they come in and when they go out. When you come in, big ado, big feast. And when you die, as soon as you walk away from that coffin, here comes the food. But he let them know, if you thirst, this is what he's talking about, it's spiritual. Because this food he's talking about, if you thirst, you live forever. Read it again.
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me.
Because all they were thinking about is the natural food in this life. It's spiritual food.
Yes, it is.
Because the natural food is going to be here, but we're leaving here. Right. Natural food will always be here, but that natural food is not going with us. It ain't going with anybody to leave here. So in the feast, he's saying, if you really thirst, come after me. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
38, what?
He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Rivers of living water. Living waters means the spirit. It also means knowledge. That's what that is. The word. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to 5 and 39, St. John. 5 and 39. Let's see what he says.
Right.
Out of his belly, rivers, living water. That means life. Isn't that beautiful? 5 and 39, what does it say?
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify
of me. How plain is that? Anything that testify of eternal life, that's who God is. That's what he's telling you. You think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. Because the Lord was the word, right?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms.
All right.
89 and 1. Thank God. Nice to have knowledge, and it's nice to be in a place where we're comfortable.
Yes.
We don't have to worry about rifles outside.
Mm-hmm.
We pray, God, it don't happen like that next week because things can change overnight.
Yes.
But right now we have freedom and we don't have no reason to be complaining about anything. We're all inside here, no mask on. We don't worry about no mask. That's enough. That's enough as the day go on and then you in your car, people got masks on. And then nobody in there but them. Isn't it nice to have a break? that's not good if you're going home and you both go up mask on, eating in the house and stuff like that ain't good. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 89 and 1, what does it say?
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever.
What?
With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations.
Now you can't make faithfulness known to all generations unless you're faithful. Because this is what happened. Those that left God, they didn't keep making known to the generations who God was and what he was all about. That's why they don't know what God is, who God is today.
Yeah.
Long time ago, they lost the knowledge of God. Read.
For I have said, Mercy shall be built up forever.
What?
Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens.
That beautiful what?
I have made a covenant with my chosen.
God have not changed.
All right.
Chosen generation. Yes. God makes a covenant with them.
Yes.
What?
I have sworn unto David, my servant.
That beautiful that what?
Thy seed will I establish forever.
Now, wait a minute. That means they're going to be seed here forever. And if you get established, you're going to live with God forever. Isn't that beautiful? You're established forever. Isn't that beautiful? This is more natural stuff. This is where we're going. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. What?
And build up thy throne to all generations.
What?
Selah.
In other words, every generation, you might not know about King, what's that woman's name? Queen of, no. The one over there, who's in England now? What's her name? Elizabeth.
Yes.
But you're going to know about David, though. They're going to forget about Elizabeth one day. And there's been many since Elizabeth and before that. I mean, before her. But David, that throne will be for every generation. You're going to know about David. Anybody coming to this earth going to know about that stone he threw and that giant that fell. Forever his throne.
All right, all right.
He's forever. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful?
Now, we're not in the scriptures forever. We're in the scriptures forever, but our names may not be there. David is. Moses is in there forever. Now, isn't that beautiful? What did he say?
Thy seed will I establish forever.
What?
And build up thy throne to all generations.
All generations going to know about David. What?
And the heavens shall praise thy wonders.
What?
O Lord.
Now, most Christians should think about it. Why did God pick David? Now, David is the one that panted after his law.
Yes, he did.
After his word, his commandments. And he said, David is the apple of my eye. Mm-hmm. That should tell the Christians something. If he's going to build up his throne forever, David had the right mindset. Ever is settled. It's settled. The word is settled. You can't change it. That's what the scripture says.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. Thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can
now
be likened
who?
Unto,
who?
Unto the
I'll
Lord?
I'll tell you one. All Moses.
All right.
You can compare him unto the Lord.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 18 and 15. But the so-called Christian that love God, they don't want to go near Moses. But that's the one God endorsed. He said Moses was faithful in all his house. He chose Moses to bring us out of Egypt. Y'all know that Moses brought us out, right? Any leader that brings you out of sin, Moses is leading him. Isn't that beautiful? You got to go there. You ain't coming out. Isn't that beautiful? Moses. Yeah. Thank God.
Yes.
Read it.
The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, mm-hmm. of thy brethren, like unto me.
What?
Unto him ye shall hearken.
Who's like unto the Lord? Moses.
All right.
Because Moses came like, the Lord came like Moses. That's a great honor. And he said, who is like unto the Lord? But yet, God was so humble, he said, well, who is the Lord like unto? He's like unto Moses. Isn't that beautiful? What does the 18th verse say?
I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren,
mm-hmm.
like unto thee. And I will put my words in his mouth.
Isn't that beautiful?
And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command.
That's what he did.
Beautiful.
Read.
Yes.
No. Let's go to St. John 12 and 49. That's what the scripture says. Now,
yes.
You know, maybe someone is following us. So let me see what this man is talking about.
Yes, Pastor.
Well, the man ain't talking. The scripture is. Isn't that beautiful? The scripture is telling us everything we need.
Yes.
All you do is read it.
Yes.
12:49 says what?
For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment.
What?
That I should say.
Well, wait a minute. We should believe what he's saying. And he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's the one to love me, if you keep my commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Why would we believe that? Even though they say they love the Lord, they don't want to go there. They don't believe that. What does it say?
He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should
say. Now, wait a minute. He gave the Lord a commandment. That's our example. But every other preacher didn't give that. Yeah, he did. Every preacher God sent, he took them to the mountain and gave them the commandments. You just have to understand why. If you understand why, you know everyone had to have it because that's the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
What I should say and what I should speak. Mm-hmm. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
Now, wait a minute. So if that's life everlasting, the commandment, why won't the people teach it? You know why? Because they don't believe it.
That's right.
what they believe, that, oh, he's just forgive you for everything. You can't do it. That's a total lie. But we should believe what he's saying.
Yes.
As the scripture is saying.
Yes.
My Father. Mm-hmm. I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak therefore.
What? Even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
Let's go to 5 and 39 again. Let's read that. St. John 5 and 39.
Yes. Beautiful.
Many times we read and we don't really pay attention to what we're reading, the detail. Yes. When you read details, details can change things. Left or right, mm-hmm. north or south. Now, they can do that. Details. What does it say?
Search the scriptures.
Search it.
For in them ye think ye have eternal life.
What?
And they are they which testify of me.
What does 41 say?
I receive not honor from men.
No. Excuse me. Read on.
But I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not.
Mm-hmm.
If another shall come in his own name,
what are you talking about?
Him ye
when you see. Come with the instructions that's written, that's in the Father's name because it's the Word.
Yes.
When you bring the Word, you don't get received. It's set on you. Mm-hmm. Where's the Holy Ghost? But when someone come in their own spirit and they're playing and talking and kicking off shoes and saying, thank you, Jesus, and they rattle off some false language that they say God gave them, they receive that one because they don't know what they said.
Right.
So now God's told me to suppose a. They believe that. But when you tell you plainly what God spoke and what's written, that don't want to believe that. That's too hard. But they just stand up and say, oh, I got a feeling from God. Somebody gonna be blessed. Well, if you believe it, our God already told you that. Blessed is he that keeps his commandments, right? So I'm looking for a blessing. You need to look how to read. Isn't that beautiful? Come on, read.
Yes. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another?
What?
And seek not the honor that
so when we
from
come
God
to service,
only.
Everyone that goes to service should be thinking about what should I do to please God and not worry about what they're going to think about me.
Right.
It's not about, I want to put a little extra cologne on because I want so-and-so to look my way. I'm going to walk past them with a fast walk, get a breeze. You ain't since you're going to church. But that's what church is all about now. You're going to church with bodybuilding stuff, coming to church with bodybuilding stuff, trying to get attention. That's just nothing but a stirring up of the flesh. That's all that is. Read.
Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father.
What?
There is one that accuses you, even Moses.
Now, wait a minute. So if Moses can accuse us, how can Moses accuse us if the law has been destroyed? What are you going to accuse us with? But the law ain't going nowhere. That's God's word. And he's going to accuse us because he's the one that brought the word to us that brings us out of Egypt, right?
Yes.
He's going to accuse us, not the Lord. You know why? Because all judgment in the hand of the Son. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the 43rd verse. What does it say? You read that? No. Let's go to Revelation 19 and 11. Let's go there.
Yes.
We read this all the time. I remember this from years ago, and I yet love reading it, but it's an eye-opener. Let you know who God is. So Revelation 19 and 11.
And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
And in righteousness he doth judge and make war.
You know that's God.
All right.
You know that's the Lord. And his name is called Jesus. He's the Word, right? What?
That's beautiful. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he
Now, that's what the scripture says. No man knew this but he himself. But then the man Gabriel was able to tell Mary what his name was going to be. So that must have been God.
Right.
And that's what the scripture says. No man knew it but he.
Beautiful.
But Gabriel was a man when he got in the body as an angel. He was a man.
Yes.
He knew what it was, right?
Right.
So that you know that was who God was.
Beautiful.
But if you tell most Christians that they don't have no foundation, they can't see. They say, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But I don't think that's the way it works. Gabriel was an angel. He was the Lord's sidekick. Gabriel was the Lord.
All right.
He said he's known by many. He had many crowns, many names, right, on his head. But this name, no man knew that. And no angel knew that. Now, how God does that, now he didn't say no angel, he said no man.
Right.
But how God does things and separate himself, that's the mystery. But there's only two angels we know, Gabriel
Michael.
And Michael.
Yes.
Michael is the rough one that stands up and fight. Gabriel always got a message for you. And when you combine the two, that's God's anointed, period. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to the 13th verse, what it says.
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word
of God. It wasn't called, it is called. Mm-hmm. It's yet the Word. I don't care when you read this, 50 million trillion years now, he is yet the Word. That beautiful, know that?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 and 14. St. John, 1 and 14. Clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word. That beautiful? Good to know that. 1 and 14 says what?
And the Word was made flesh.
Now we know the Word made flesh now, but that's the vesture he was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood. That means he was dipped in trials and tests. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Beautiful. What?
And dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Isn't that beautiful? Dwelt, and he was begotten. That means when he was begotten, God became a seed.
Yes, Pastor.
Of Abraham.
Yes.
And became a part of Mary. Yes. That Holy Ghost, like fire, when that fire was burning, it was fire. And God can have fire that don't burn. But this was a seed. It wasn't no spirit that went in there. It was a seed.
Yes.
And next thing you know, we beheld his glory as a son. Amen. He didn't come here with the nature of God. Everybody else playing Batman, he making the ball go away with his exactly. eyes. He didn't do stuff like that. No. Beautiful. He had talent, though. God showed you that with Beethoven. You can come here this small and have talent. He had talent. But yet, he yet was taught like everybody else. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Exodus 20 and 3.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Thank God. No, you know what? Read 1 and 14 again.
St. John. Yes, Pastor. 1
and 14. And the Word was made flesh.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Now, as I said, we want to believe on the Lord, as the scripture said. I say he was full of grace and truth, right?
Yes.
They said, well, you know, what's that scripture, how does it go? Let's go to Exodus 20.
All right.
He was full of grace. So everybody know that grace is mercy.
Yes.
That's what it is, right?
Yes.
And everybody feel that, well, the only mercy came when Jesus came. It did come when Jesus came. Who is Jesus?
The Word.
Jesus is the Lord.
And
mercy comes from the Lord, period. Whether it was before he came or after or before. It's still the Lord, right?
Yes.
What does it say? Exodus 20 and 1. What does it say?
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
What?
Out of the house of bondage.
What?
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not make unto any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
Then if that's the case, why do all these Christians have all these statues?
Right.
That's one of the biggest business in Christian fellowship is little trinkets, emblems, crosses, statues. If Mary was alive, Mary would be very rich. But she, not as rich as where she is now.
Oh, good.
Not as much riches as now as she got now.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Read the sixth verse. What does it say?
And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep
it's my keeping the commandment. That's for the grace.
Yes.
He said, well, grace came when Jesus said, no, it didn't. So that don't say grace. That's what that don't say mercy. That's what mercy is.
Yes.
Grace.
Yes.
Let's go to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis. No. Yeah, let's go to St. John 17 and 17. Let's go there.
Yes.
Mercy to thousands that love him and keep his commandments. St. John 17, 17 says what?
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
How are you going to change the word? It's truth. The word is truth, right? 1 and 17 says what? St. John 1 and 17, let's follow up. What does it say?
For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but wait a minute. It came by Jesus Christ, but it was given by Moses. Mm-hmm. Given by, came by, I mean, that's the origination of it. That's where it originated from. Came by them, it was given to Moses to give to us. Right? Read it again.
It says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Let's go to Genesis. Grace and truth.
Yes, Pastor.
Genesis 6 and 5.
Beautiful.
Thank God.
Yes. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Seventh verse says what?
And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air.
All of this was destroyed because Adam allowed that enemy to trick him, and it took everything in chaos. And because of that, God had to destroy them beasts too, everything. Read, he didn't have to, but he chose to, and why wouldn't he unless it was necessary? Right, what?
For it repenteth me that I have made them.
What?
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Well, they said, well, only grace came through the Lord. Grace was here before the Lord took on the body of a son. Because grace is him of mercy. He found the grace because he was a commandment keeper. He was keeping God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go. You read that first? We'll find grace. Oh, right.
Yes.
Read St. John 1 and 17 again. Let's read that. Thank God.
For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Let's go to Hebrews. So if it came by Jesus Christ, that means he was the originator. Mm-hmm. That's where it originated from. And he gave it to Moses.
Yes.
Well, if he gave it to Moses, he gave it to every other minister he sent. Isn't that beautiful? They should wonder, well, Lord, why you give me that same commandment? Been told it's been done away with. No, I don't think so. 12 and 1.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
What?
Let us lay aside every weight.
So we got witnesses from Genesis to Revelation on what God is calling for. Even in Revelation, the last book, blessed are they that do his commandment. Isn't that beautiful? From Genesis to Revelation, it's been a command. The first thing he commanded the man was, don't eat of the tree and what you can't eat of. That was a command. And that's the last thing he did when he left here. He gave his apostles commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set
patience.
Before us.
We need patience. Don't get frustrated because you could rebuke these enemies and they just ran away from you. And all of a sudden you're trying to rebuke somebody and that ain't moving. Or you say, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you, and all of a sudden that thing is still on your mind. You need help. You need to come and talk to a counselor. Counselor, get some help with that burden since you can't shake that devil. But he can be shaken.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
So if you're going to look unto Jesus, that's what they do. So now, you go home and you get on your knees and pray to Jesus. Well, what did he come to lead her for then?
Exactly.
Leadership, he said, we're going to be praying all together and give you some instruction. Not only just say we're praying, but tell me what to do. Isn't that beautiful? Like somebody said, oh, you ain't got no food. Well, go ahead. I pray you get something. Why don't you give it to him? And then pray for them, they get more. You know what I mean? That's what God's talking about. Read.
Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne.
To know that? Now God, the Lord, he didn't like you being ashamed of your stand. You know, some get ashamed. That's what happened when he was going forth. He said, nevertheless, amongst many, they're going to confess him because they won't be put out of the synagogue. Sometimes we want to, you know, don't want to deal with our loved ones. So you try to make them feel like, oh, it's okay, I can do this and I can do that. And you kind of keep it on a down low, all that kind of junk. But they don't work together. That's what the scriptures say. They don't. Isn't that beautiful? That's what I believe. I believe on as the scriptures say.
All right.
Friend of the world is an enemy to God. That's what scripture says. Isn't that beautiful? What?
For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners something? Against him.
The one who made himself, everything. Himself. He had to walk amongst those he made and let them slap him and talk to him. You ain't know, who are you? You ain't but 30. And he had knowledge. Because when he realized who he was, that's who he was. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. But he had to suffer all that contradiction. We do the same thing. Sometimes you do a little thing on your job, you hit somebody or you take up something that wasn't yours or by mistake and don't want to apologize. Right. Be humble like he did. Made everything and yet he was humble.
Yes.
Meek. Yes. Well, we can't be that way. Right. We got to be that way. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. All right, let's go to St. John 7 and 37 again. Let's go there.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes. This is a lesson that, just think about it.
This is beautiful.
Meditate on it. Yes. You want to believe on the Lord as the scripture is saying, not according to how you feel.
Yes. Right.
Isn't that beautiful? Now the scripture says, if we confess our faults, he is faithful enough to forgive us. The catch is, are you sincere when you confess? But if you're sincere, he will. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It says mercy is forever. Read.
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
What?
He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said.
It's about believing. If you believe, you can accomplish anything. If you believe. It may not come when you get ready, but you just be patient and wait on God. You can get there. Isn't that beautiful? Then he says, only believe. Not only.
Right.
Believe with some works.
Yes.
But only believe. No, ain't no only.
Right.
Said, so, well, now, I found the answer. I learned to pray. That ain't the answer. You can pray all you want to, but if you don't have no works going on in that prayer, it ain't going nowhere, right? All those cliches and songs, they love that. Ooh, I found the answer. I learned to pray. That don't mean nothing. It's a beautiful melody, but it ain't going to help you. Come on. Read. No, no. Let's go to 6 and 63, St. John. Next page, 6 and 63, St. John, 6 63. I learned to pray. You get yourself in a position, in a situation, you ain't got to learn nothing. It's coming out. Lord, help me. You know, come on. Now, when you learn to pray, that means you're putting together a formula. Mm-hmm. But see, if God wanted it from your heart, when you come from your heart, we're going to learn to pray. When it comes from your heart, you say, Lord, help me. You run and say, Lord, save me. Yeah, Lord, hear you. No, you're going to learn. I got to figure out some words to say. That's what they teach you in these so-called churches. Go ahead. Read.
It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing.
What?
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
It's spirit. So if the Lord is telling you the words he speaks, spirit, the commandments are spiritual.
Yes.
So my father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. That's spirit.
Yes.
Romans, let's go there. Thank God. Right. Paul was a smart man.
Yes.
And that's why the Lord saved him. He was a rough man.
Yes.
He was rough in one instant, he was rough the other way, but he was rough for God. Isn't that beautiful? It was God's battle axe. He was like Jeremiah. 7 and 14, what does it say? Romans.
7 and 14 says, for we know that the law is spiritual.
Wait a minute, he said the words I speak, they're spiritual. But Paul is saying, we know the law is spiritual, but what?
But I am carnal.
So what good is heaven? The scriptures and the spirit is scripture. Scripture is spirit. But your mind is carnal. You can't do anything with it.
Right.
Nothing you can do with that. Romans. Mm-hmm. Let's go there. Is that Romans? I think that's Romans.
Yes,
seven.
Mm-hmm.
And now we read that, didn't we?
Yes, Pastor.
No. Let's go back there. 7 and 14.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. Sold under sin.
What? The 11th verse. No, the 10th verse. And the commandment.
Which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death.
What?
For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me.
But wait a minute. That lets you know there's nothing wrong with the commandments.
No.
It's sin. So why was the Lord to destroy the commandments? Mm-hmm. It's the sin that destroys.
Yes.
What? Read.
Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good.
Now, why would God destroy anything that's just in
you
good?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write ML us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.